Live from Warrawong across the Illawarra, this is Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. I have embarked on a little bit of a health kick.
Oh, very good.
That's what January's for, right? You reset and
That's why you're wearing...
That's why I've got joggers on.
You're in sports gear today.
That's right. I feel like you've got to fake it till you make it.
It's like you jogged to work today, but you didn't, did you?
No, not at all. I thought maybe I'd finally use my active wear for activities.
As opposed to
just wearing it 90% of the time and not doing anything.
Yep.
But a lot of people, you know, post-COVID, post-festive season, you know, want to dry out a bit. Because when we're in lockdown, I think alcohol sales went through the roof.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people weren't going anywhere. And so you'd start day drinking at lunchtime when you were doing homeschooling. The principal would have a break.
Well earned, I think.
Right. And then we went into the festive season. And so again, you're overindulging. And I said to my husband, I've got to dry out. This is terrible. Oh. I'm drinking every day. I'm having a wine every night. I need to dry out. So no drinking on a school night. That's what I decided. Well, I was no drinking on
school.
That's
it.
No drinking on school.
When did you start this?
A week ago.
Well, 1 week ago.
Yeah.
I thought you were a bit weird in the last week. You were obviously feeling the DTs.
That's right. It's called detox. And so you do it like every night. I'm like, right, I've got a soda stream. So I've been having, you know, bubbly water and adding some lemons to it to make it all fancy. Or I've been having cups of tea and give myself a treat. I might have a little chockey just to really reward myself.
Yep.
I feel terrible. Yeah. I have not woken up feeling worse for years. Like,
see,
every morning I wake up going, oh, God, I feel so bad. And then I got on the scales this morning because I thought, you know what, it's been over a week.
Yep.
Let's weigh ourselves. Let's see. This has been hard work. I've been no drinking. I'm going to see some results.
Moment of truth.
I'd put on a kilo.
Bloody disgrace.
Like, honestly, why am I even trying?
This is just horrific. Come on now. You know what? Jeez, it goes to show alcohol, the benefits are just amazing,
aren't
they?
Right. I mean, it clearly has medicinal purposes because I feel so much better when I'm on it.
And we all know red wine and all those are good for your health.
That's
right. They've got tannins. Antioxidants. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
They make you better looking.
Oh, no,
all
that's
those
right.
sort of things.
So I've got a new diet. It's called the wine diet.
Oh, it's
simple. I'll stop whining about the fact that I feel like cucka and just have a drink or two every night. Yeah, and I'll feel great.
Lock it in. All right, I'll join you.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
For my birthday last week, I got lots of little presents from my family, including a stand-up paddleboard.
That's not really a little present.
No, it was great.
that's a big present. That's as big as they get.
It's a blow-up one.
Oh, okay, they're the rage at the moment.
All the rage.
Yeah.
Everyone's got them. They're absolutely awesome. And Kiki said, we got one more present for you. And she started laughing because she thought, Dad won't want this. But they got it for me anyway. And I opened up and went, no, I love this. Because they laugh straight away because they know what I'm like. I'm not a water guy at all. It's not my cup of tea. And I'm the guy who goes to the beach and I'm practically in the water fully dressed.
Yeah. And you got the big sun hat on it and your face is actually whiter than it is normally because you put that much sunscreen on. It's really thick.
I'm that guy 100%.
Yeah.
It just doesn't suit me. Anyway, decided yesterday, stuff it, let's take it out. Let's take it out on its maiden voyage. You know, let's do this.
Good on you.
Let's do it. So I took it down to Belmore Basin, as you do, and it was gorgeous. Got it out, and you know, I was pumping it up, and the whole lot. It's not a machine pump. It's
the old school blow-up mattress pump.
Good workout.
With 2 feet, and you lift it up and down, and it goes.
It was awesome. I felt the muscles in my legs actually going because I was putting so much force on the pump.
And so that's like a pre-workout to the workout of the paddleboarding.
Exactly. Yeah. Got the whole thing blown up. It was gorgeous. It's actually a really cool sound. On a paddleboard, and I said, "Okay, let's go. Where's the paddle?"
I've got a feeling that there wasn't one.
There's no paddle. It's a stand-up paddleboard. Who sells a stand-up paddleboard without the paddle? It's unheard of. We're looking at it, and I said, "Eileen, so is it in the car?" She said, "No, it should be in the packet." And then we got out the instructions.
Do you think I would Do you think there was a blow-up paddle that came with the blow-up board?
Yes, I did. We opened up the instructions and it says paddle not optional. What's a stand-up paddle board without the paddle?
A lie-down paddle board. It's got a surfboard.
It's a surfboard. What a rip-off. So I just waded my way into the water and waded my way back. And that was it. All that happened was my arms got to work out.
So did I stand it up at all?
I never stood up at all on my stand-up paddleboard. What a river.
So you bought a Miami longboard.
I did. That's all I got.
It's a lie-down paddleboard.
That's it. In fact, all I got Jarvis, Jagger and Kiki, and we all sailed out and just sat on it. We're like an island in Belmore Basin.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Dead guy, he's a dead guy, just a dead guy in an envelope.
All right, it's like the old Fantails rapper or Who Am I from Sale of the Century and Days Gone By on TV. It's our twist on that. It's called, Dead Guy in an Envelope. Very competitive between you two the past week or two with this as well since we started it.
I'm the only one who actually gets it right.
You cheat.
No. Okay, I did cheat the last time. I'm putting up my hand, but I only cheated because I knew what the answer was.
Well, if you knew what the answer was, you wouldn't have had to look it up.
No, I just forgot her name. It was the singer from Roxette. I forgot her name, but you had no idea.
No, I didn't have any idea either.
Okay. But
all right, we got a fresh dead person to sort out here for you right now in the envelope. I will just open that up.
Okay.
All right. Oh, okay, here we go. All right. Born January
22, 1960. Ooh, all right. 81 would have been.
Yeah.
His grandfather his dad's side.
Would have been.
So granddad on dad's side was actually a sea captain from England who migrated to Australia in the 1920s, while his mother's parents actually hailed from County Cork in Ireland.
Oh, okay.
Got nothing.
Billy Thorpe.
No.
Oh.
Growing up in the Sydney suburb of Belrose, he went to school at Davidson High School, where he formed his first band with a bunch of schoolmates.
Todd Hunter.
No.
You can't keep guessing.
What?
Maybe if you get it wrong, it comes to me.
At least I'm taking a go at this.
No, I just want some more information.
You're just sitting back waiting for
I just want some more information. So, okay, go.
At age 15, his parents separated and he moved to California to live with his mum.
Oh, okay. Didn't expect this part.
The move was only short-lived, though, which saw them return to Sydney some 12 months later. In 1977, a new band was formed and they played their very first public show at Whale Beach in Sydney.
Whale Beach in Sydney. Wait, I'm not allowed to answer. Are you giving any answers here at all?
Oh my God, none of the clues are helping me at all.
Just to tell you who it is?
This will help you out. Look, in 1978, the band actually started calling themselves The Vegetables, and they started performing regularly, supporting Midnight Oil around Sydney, especially the northern beaches.
Who is it?
Who would support me? Who was around that age? Oh, it's someone dead. He was Australian. Okay, he's Australian. Moved to California.
I know who it is. I can see him. I know exactly who it is.
Is it who would be 61 now? Oh, is it
Doc Neeson?
No, too old. He's younger than that.
No, it's not that.
Who's an Australian artist?
Look, I'll keep going. I've got some more here for you. Yeah. Look, in 1979, the band actually settled on a brand new name. Funnily enough, they ditched the Vegetables and came up with a brand new name.
Oh, here it is.
And this is the name that they took on to become world famous. And in 1979, actually released their very first commercial release, Just Keep Walking.
Oh, Jade! Michael Hutchence.
Yeah!
Just keep walking. Is it him? Yeah!
Michael Hutchence. He's Irish.
His mum was.
His grandmum.
Oh, grandmum.
County Cork.
He's Irish.
He's Irish.
He was Irish.
We're claiming him.
No wonder he was an amazing singer.
Sadly, Michael passed away. It was actually November 22, 1997. So young, age 37.
Yeah.
So young. So it would have been 60.
It would have been 60, 62.
62.
Wow. Ah, I named everyone but him.
Yeah, you went through every Australian singer.
I had no idea he had Irish origins.
There you go.
On his grandmum's side. Yeah.
Ah,
so there we go. There is Dead Guy in the Envelope. A win for Jay.
Thank
so
you very much.
Well done, Jay.
What are we
well
at for
done.
The year now? 3-1? 3-2.
No way. it's 4-1, surely, no, to me.
No, and you probably should lose points for cheating.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Birkin. It's a word of the day. Look,
it is the word of the day.
You just joined the show, come back from a bit of a holiday break, New Year's resolution. We've got to up our intelligence.
That's right.
One way to do that is to get some more words happening in our vocab.
Uh-huh.
Too right.
So you've been giving us a new word every day, Dino, and today's word is firkin, which means a cat creature that can swallow 10 times its size.
I want to meet this cat.
Just this cat here, is this a mythical cat? Or, well, what is this cat?
Yeah, it's a big putty cat.
I have met some cats who could eat 10 times their body weight at a buffet, but that's not the cat we're talking about this morning. So there's firkin.
Yeah.
Other words of the day that we've dropped in the past week have been callipigan, which is
curvely, shapely beeline. Refer to firkin.
Stumblebum, do you remember the meaning on that one?
Yeah.
Stumblebum is a halfwit or someone who's a bit clumsy.
Yeah.
Bum fuzzle was in there too.
Oh, that's confused. Perplexed. Yeah. I remember that
Damo's
one.
Damo's favourite is
reconnaissance.
Beautiful. Yep. Good
job. Survey in an area.
Taradiddle was in there too.
Oh, yes. That's another word for a lion.
And yesterday, pronk.
I like pronk.
Yeah,
that's like for you a little bit weak or a bit of a foolish individual.
Yeah. Pronk is a word you would use, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, I'm a pronk.
Yeah, that's right.
But the challenge this week, we keep dropping the new words, so we're up to like, what, seven words now. You've got to inject these, every single one of them, into a conversation with a complete stranger.
That's
yesterday,
right.
Jade, you rang and ordered some coffees, did a great job with the wonderful Renee over at the King Street coffee shop. Damien, today I have the phone at the ready.
Okay, so today you've got to ring a retail place. So let's go. Domain. Okay, you've got to ring Domain. So back to school, everyone's looking at laptops or computers. You've got to ring Domain.
Domain.
Yeah,
in Warrawong.
Yeah, in Warrawong. So the electrical department, like Sam and the crew there, and then you've got to inquire about a laptop.
All right.
Actually, ask for Ronald because he's really good.
Yeah,
he knows
good
his
guy.
Stuff. So
yeah.
Okay, so you've got to here's the number. Right. Dino, can you type in the number?
I'm you've a bit
got
to nervous ring. Here, actually, to be
and you've got to use all these words
you
in
got
a
all
conversation.
The words?
I got them. All right.
Don't forget the new one, firkin. We've
got
to get
firkin
that in there.
As well.
Okay.
Right.
You must get every word in there. Good luck.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Donna speaking. How am I direct to call?
Hey, Donna, how's it going? I was hoping to chat to Ronald in computers.
Oh, hang on a minute, Damien.
Oh, how did you know it was me?
I recognise that voice anyway.
Oh, my goodness
me. There you
go. All right. Wow, that was quite a surprise.
Hang on a second, I'll try and see you.
Quality and selection in bedding.
The mayor, I'm Rain speaking.
Oh, Rain. Oh, hey, how are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, my man. How can I help?
You know what? I'm ringing you really quickly because I just wanted to get some advice about the Apple MacBook Pro 13-inch because... I'm a bit of a prank with this sort of stuff, and that's no taradiddle. You know, I really struggle with this. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
About the MacBook Pro? Yeah. Okay, so it's a big difference from the Air. It's a better processor, so if you're doing a lot more technical sort of stuff, that's the laptop you want now, in the MacBook range.
Oh, all right, okay. What if I'm a stumblebum?
Give me 1 second, my man.
With you as soon as possible.
Yeah, sorry about that, man. But yeah, honestly, it's just a faster processor.
Okay, and what about the M1? So this M1 chip, the computer I've got at the moment doesn't have that. It's one of the older models. It really makes a massive difference.
So the M1 chip's like the newest sort of chip. It's honestly just makes it a faster processor. It goes power beyond belief on the actual website.
Ah, okay.
It says it's faster speed, longer battery life.
Oh, you know, that's interesting you said about the battery because the computer I have at the moment, it's a bit of a firkin because...
Oh, what brand's the one you got now? Is it an Apple also or is it just like an old...
Sorry, I've got to do something.
You okay?
I'm the giggles. Oh man, you know it's weird because someone just came in here. I'm bum fuzzled right now. Really, I'm all over the place. I'm just trying to do a bit of reconnaissance. That's really.
No, honestly, just go on the Apple website, my man. Then press MacBook Pro 13. And it just gives you all the information there, just like what it does, that sort of stuff.
Well, it's got a great shape. It's a bit of a clipping, really.
But honestly, yeah, just go on the website and suss it out that way, man.
All right, man, you've been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for your time this morning.
No worries,
man. You've answered all my questions. I love it. Thanks a million.
Yeah, no worries. Well, if you are planning on buying one, come in and ask for Ryan, man. I can definitely help you out.
Will indeed, man. Sounds good. Thanks a million.
No worries. Catch ya. Bye.
That was a disaster.
Okay. Pass mark there, Jane. Pass mark.
Oh, yeah, you passed. Oh, 10 out of 10, too, for Ryan, because he held it together when you didn't. I wonder if he's probably thinking, who is this guy? Is he drunk?
Is he an absolute idiot? He's just like, this guy's a twit that I'm talking to.
Oh, that was good. Good effort. Good effort. Yeah, you got all job, seven Dino. Words in there.
I barely kept it together. I really barely kept it together. That is hard. That
massive
is hard.
Thanks to the team at Domain Computers there too.
Yeah.
Ryan and Ronald and Sam and the gang. Thank you very much. Okay. Gets hard.
All right.
Tomorrow, day off tomorrow for Australia Day, Jay, but then we're back with you Thursday.
Oh, no.
You'll have all of those words and one fresh one to add into a conversation as well.
Can we just end it here?
Wait until you know who you've actually got to call, because I'm going to get revenge for what you just did there.
What?
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference.
Jade and Damien. You make me lose my mind. On 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.